We mentioned the family of the spheres. Another depiction of Earth system science can be seen in this image, which defines three systems. The geodynamo system is the hot interior of the Earth. Above that is the plate tectonic system and its various components, the deep mantle, the asthenosphere, and the lithosphere. Finally, on top of the plate tectonic system is the climate system. I encourage you to research these terms and to understand their meaning. There are the two fluid bodies on the face of the Earth. The first one is the hydrosphere, which is a liquid. The hydrosphere includes its largest component, the ocean being salt water, and the much smaller freshwater system consisting of lakes, rivers, streams, and groundwater. The second fluid is the atmosphere, which covers the entire Earth. The interaction between the hydrosphere and the atmosphere is essential because it drives the hydrologic cycle, which can influence the lithosphere. What happens in the deep interior of the Earth, such as the outer core, notably affects the surface of the Earth and has significantly affected the climate system in the past. We'll explain this further later on. For now, know that this interconnectivity between the geodynamo, plate tectonic, and climate systems is just one way of looking at the Earth's systems.